I believe that the Lord is giving us a special promise this morning. Because this is a special year. 2021 is a year of happenings.
2021 是奇迹连连的一年。
God will do it from above.
神会从上头而做。
We will do it on the earth.
我们在地上行出来。
As the Son of God is in the heavens.
好像神的爱子在天上。
The Son of God will be manifesting in the sons of God.
神的爱子将会在神的众子彰显出来。
So this morning.
所以今天早上。
I want to introduce you to the living water.
我要介绍你们这个江河的活水。
That will quench your thirst.
就会能止渴的。
You will never walk again this way.
你不再走在同样的道路。
If you want the water badly,
如果你要很渴慕这个水，
press in this morning.
今天早上你要努力的进入。
In the book of John, chapter 4,
在约翰福音的第四章，
Jesus said, "Everyone who drinks of this water shall thirst again."
耶稣说了，每个喝了这井水的人将会再渴。
But whoever drinks of the water I give to him will never thirst.
但是还喝我这水的将不会再渴。
But the water that I will give him will become in him a wellspring of water rising up to eternal life.
我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，自永到永生。
Immediately the woman said to him,
妇人就马上说，
Sir, give me this water.
先生，请把这水赐给我。
You and I must be desperate for a fresh move of the Holy Ghost.
你跟我呢，不是必须很渴慕圣灵的运行。
Jesus only talked to her halfway down the time he talked to her, she said, give me this water.
耶稣跟他讲到一半的时候，这妇女说，请你给我这水喝。
Jesus said, out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
耶稣说，从你的里面呢，就涌出泉源，自流到永生。
God is going to teach you how to work with the Holy Spirit.
神会教导你怎样跟圣灵来同工。
Make the spiritual realm open up for you.
把整个灵界为你而打开。
The heavens are open.
天堂已经为我们打开了。
I said the heavens are open.
我说天堂已经为我们打开了。
We are living under an open heaven.
我们乃是活在一个敞开的天堂之下。
What affects others won't affect us because we are covered by the light and blood and the blood of Christ.
影响别人的不能够影响到我们，因为我们是被羔羊的宝血所遮盖的。
Jesus said, "The water I give to you."
耶稣说，我所赐给你的水。
The water I give to you.
我所赐的水。
The water I give to you.
我所赐给你的水。
It's coming directly from Him this morning.
今天早上从他而来的。
As you lift your heart and listen to what God is saying.
当你向神敞开你的心的时候。
The water I give to you will become in you a well springing up to eternal life.
我所赐的水要在你里头成为泉源，自永到永生。
Jesus is a baptizer of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣是用圣灵跟我们施洗的。
Only on Jesus did the Holy Spirit come without measure.
只有在耶稣身上，圣灵无可衡量的降临在他身上。
But there's a last day promise that the church will come into the fullness of power.
这是最后末世的应许，神说了，他的教会要大大的引
着人命。So this morning, are we ready to receive that water?
所以今天早上我们准备好领受这个江河的活水吗？
The word he was speaking to her became like the dimensions of the spirit.
他所赐给我们水呢，就好像属灵的层面这样。
So as he spoke to her,
当他跟他说话的时候，
he was going to bring change into her life.
就要带来改变在他生命。
As he spoke to her,
当他跟他说话的时候，
the Holy Spirit confirmed something deep inside her heart.
圣灵要证实在他里面内心的那个东西。
She's always lived with this thought in her heart that one day that God will teach them how to worship.
这个妇人不断的有这个疑问，有一天神会教导他们怎样敬拜。
The connection with heaven be established.
让天堂被建立。
And she knew that one day,
他知道有一天呢，
he said, "Your father says that we should worship on this mountain. Our father says that we should worship on the other mountain."
他说你们祖先说要在这个山上敬拜，我们祖先说要在这个山上敬拜。耶稣说，
"Man will not worship on mountains alone."
人们现在不在山上敬拜了。
He said, "We will worship him in spirit and in truth."
他说呢，你要用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
That's why the days of worship are being robbed by the enemy.
所以因为这敬拜的日子就被敌人偷窃了。
We've got to push this COVID-19 back and every politician that is using it back.
我们必须推倒了这个新冠肺炎，还有一切利用这个肺炎的限制的路。
It's time to change the water we use.
现在要开始改变我们所饮用的水。
There are many L&M companies that say you change your water, you change your life.
有些直销公司说呢，你改变你喝的水，会改变你的生命啊。
They only wish only they knew about the living water.
我希望他们明白知道了什么是永生的水，活水。
I hope this morning you will drink the living water.
我祷告今天早上你要喝这个永活的活水。
Out from your innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
从你的内心涌出的泉源，自涌到永生的水。
But this woman said, "I don't want to thirst again."
这妇女说，我不要再饥渴了。
Whoever drinks of this water, I shall give to him shall never thirst.
耶稣说，凡喝这水的不会再渴，就是永远不渴。
When God does something in your life, it's going to be permanent.
如果神做一样东西在你的生命是永久的。
There is a miracle for your obedience.
就是你顺服了奇迹。
I say there's a miracle for your obedience.
你顺服的时候将会有奇迹。
And the sacrifice you sacrifice before God.
你做献上的献祭在神面前。
Remember this key word. There is a miracle for your obedience.
就是呢，你要知道你顺服的时候就有神迹。
Because it's the spirit dimension that's going to work in our lives.
因为在属灵的层面，在我们内心中要动工的。
Because 2021.
因为2021年
is a year of happenings.
乃是呢奇迹连连的一年。
God will act.
神要开始行动。
I believe we are like this woman standing at before the face to face of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我相信我们好像这个妇女这样的在主的面前。
We must know who we're dealing with.
我们自己知道我们在跟谁交谈。
Jesus said,
耶稣说
，Give me a drink.
给我水喝。
And she started the whole story again.
她就开始讲她的故事了。这妇人。
How is it that you are a Jew? Ask me.For a drink, I am a woman of Samaria.
你是犹太人，你怎么向个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？
I prophesy to you in Jesus' name.
我向奉耶稣基督的名向你发言。
This morning there will be nothing that will block you.
今天早上没有东西可以拦住你。
Nothing that will stop you from transacting with the Lord.
没有东西可以拦住你跟神来交谈。
I said nothing will stop you.
没有东西可以拦住你。
That's why she put a water pot on the ground and went to the city and changed the city.
所以她呢，把水的器具放在一边呢，去到城市改变整个城市。
But the churches are held back by the water pot.
但是教会呢，就是被这打水的器具呢所拦阻了。
The water pot is the picture of your past life.
打水的器具就讲到了你过去的生命。
It's your old past.
就是你过去的生命。
It's your oppressive past.
或者是你过去的那些
老我。God is going to do a new work in your life.
但是神要做新的事情在你的生命。
Because He's going to teach you how you're going to do things in such a way that God's glory will come upon the earth.
他要教导你怎样做，使到神的荣耀荣耀充满全地。
That's why this year is a year to make things happen.
所以今年会使到事情发生。
You must see how this woman transacts with the Lord Jesus and how Jesus transacts with her.
你必须知道了这个妇人怎样跟耶稣交谈，耶稣怎样跟她交谈。
Take her from the old life into a new life.
把她从旧的生命带领进入新的生命。
For just been personally interested in herself to see into all of Samaria being touched by God.
然后她看到这妇人看到整个撒玛利亚全境都被她触摸了。
It will become in you a well of water.
乃是成为一个新的井水。
Today when you hear His voice, don't harden your heart.
今天你听到神的声音，不要刚硬你的心。
Don't make it harden.
不要使让你心干硬。
I almost said I harden.
我说不要隐藏，差一点讲隐藏了。
It's important for us to take this water.
很重要，我们要喝这个水。
Because it has power and potential to expand and change your life.
因为它有这个潜能呢，来成长，来改变你的生命。
When God gives us a prophetic word.
当神给我们一个先知性的话语。
We know He speaks to us by revelation.
我们知道他借着启示跟我们说话。
But it's your obedience that will create the miracle cycle.
但是乃是你的顺服呢，使得这神迹的循环发生。
If God can start in your life a fresh new beginning of the Holy Spirit in your life.
如果神呢可以在你里面动工的话，圣灵可以触摸到你。
Because He said, "The water I shall give to you will become a well of water."
因为他说，我所赐的水要在你里头成为泉源。
But you don't see any river flowing between Jesus and her.
但是你没有看到呢，没有看到这个妇人跟耶稣中之间呢有什么水的涌流。
The river of the Holy Spirit is moving.
这乃是呢圣灵的江河的水在涌流。
Unplug your potential.
所以你要打开这个你的潜能。
Plug it into the things of God.
你要联系神的事情。
Because something powerful is about to happen.
因为大有能力的事情将要发生。
We must break away from all our confusion.
我们必须破除我们一切的混乱。
Because God is not the author of confusion.
因为神不是制造混乱的主。
I want to say this to you. This woman knew how to transact.
我必须今天早上告诉你们怎样来跟神来联系。
Say, I don't want to thirst again.
他说我不要有永远不要渴了。
I don't want to walk this way again.
我不要再走这旧的道路了。
When COVID-19 has come,
因为当新冠肺炎来的时候
they talk about after he leaves, there's going to be a new norm.
他们讲到有新常态要发生。
The new norm is not the way of man, it's the way of the spirit.
新常态不是讲到人的常态呢，是
Because we have lived in the flesh for so long.
因为我们活在肉体里面血气很久了。
God wants us to rise up in the spirit.
神要我们在灵里面兴起来。
It will become in you a well of water.
这里里头呢，要成为泉源。
So this morning receive.
所以今天早上要领受。
And then we can release it in the days to come.
然后在未来的日子，我们可以释放出来。
She said, "I don't want to thirst again."
她说呢，我不要再渴了。
I don't want to walk this way again.
我不要再走旧的道路了。
I want the water badly enough I can obey whatever you say.
我很迫切的要这个水，因为我要知道你所讲的。
ANS and Isaac churches must begin to respond to God so that the river can start flowing from your house into the streets.
万国圣殿要开始的回应神所说的，直到你的里面的水呢可以涌流出来。
Because the river that we see in the book of Ezekiel.
因为在以西结书讲到了那个江河。
There's no river like that.
没有像这样的河流。
You don't see a river flowing from heaven down to a church.
你没有看见呢一个河流从神的宝座流下来流到教会。
But yet the Bible says when your spirit is connected.
但是神说了，当你的灵联系的时候。
I say when you know how to connect your spirit with the spirit of God.
当你懂得怎样跟神的圣灵联系的时候呢
？Somehow the supernatural connection in the supernatural world, there's a river flowing from the throne.
当你超自然这样跟神联系的时候，有超自然的境界从江河的活水流入下来。
Into the house and from the house into the city.
从宝座流到家中，从家中流到街上。
She said, "I want this water."
她说我要这个水。
Do you want this water?
你要不要这个水
？I said, "Do you want this water?"
你要不要这个水
？If you want, you got to open up your heart like this woman.
如果你要这水的话，你要打开你的心，好像这妇人这样。
You must need it badly now.
你要很渴慕的、迫切的要这个水。
Because if you choose to seek after it, it will come to you.
因为如果你选择寻求它的话，它会临到你。
I see the Holy Spirit coming upon us this year.
我看到圣灵今天降临到我们身上。
Because we're waiting for Him.
因为我们在等待他。
We prepare our lives for Him.
我们准备我们生命要迎接他。
So that there will be miracle. Because of our obedience.
会发生因为我们的顺服。
There's a miracle in your obedience.
在你顺服当中将会有神迹发生。
Unlock the prophetic flow right now.
这时要打开呢这先知性的流露。
That your heart and your spirit is not connected to all kinds of.Culture and race and lineage and perception that is wrong.
你的心呢不再跟错误的东西或者文化来联系。
Keep your water pot away.
这时候要把你打水的器具放在一边。
Because the water you're going to carry is going to carry inside, not outside.
因为你所带着的水是带在里面的，不是在外面的水。
That's why there's a miracle in your obedience.
所以当你顺服的时候，将会有神迹。
You will never walk this way again.
你将不会再走旧的道路了。
The oppressive past is gone.
你过去的已经过去了。
A fresh new door is open.
新的道路为你打开了。
Amazingly, everyone.
每一个人很奇妙的。
Who drinks of this water will thirst again.
每一个人喝这世界的水呢，将要再渴。
There's no substitute to this water.
这个水呢，将不会有替代。
Your job cannot satisfy you.
你的工作不能够满足你。
Your marriage cannot satisfy you.
你的婚姻也不能够满足你。
The dealings in the business world will not satisfy you.
在生意上的成功也不能够满足你。
Because this water craves only for one thing.
因为呢 这种世界的水呢它只要一个东西。
The Holy Spirit stirring in your life for just one thing.
这个时候圣灵的水呢乃是要激动你一些东西。
So when God begins to speak,
当神开始说话的时候。
Because He is the Spirit of truth.
因为他是真理的灵。
He will confirm every word with signs, wonders, and miracles.
他会用神迹奇事证明他一切所说的。
You will come under the chain of command.
你会来到命令的锁链之下。
Because when the river begins to flow, you think it's always you.
因为当河江河活水开始涌流的时候，你以为是你自己。
But you must remember, it's the grace of God that is going to flow through your life.
乃是呢，神的恩典在你里面流入。
You can find your place.
你可以找到你的地方。
Before the throne of God.
在神的宝座面前。
You can find your place.
你可以找到你的地位。
Because you found a new way of life.
因为你找到了一个新生命的道路。
That's what a new beginning is all about.
这就是讲到了新的开始。
Sir, give me this water.
先生，请你给我这水喝。
She was so desperate, and she said, "I will not be thirsty."
她说叫我不渴，她是这样迫切。
I don't have to come all the way.
我不用来这么远打水。
And Jesus stopped her immediately.
耶稣马上呢停止她。
He said, "Lady, go and call your husband."
她说妇人，你去叫你丈夫也到这里来。
It speaks about the chain of command.
她讲到了命令的锁链。
The river flows because you're obedient to the chain of command.
这河水能够涌流，因为你顺服这命令的锁链。
Everyone who believes in His name, they shall cast out devils.
每个相信他生命的人，他们可以赶鬼。
Anyone that responds to Him well.
每个好好向他回应的。
The river is flowing.
这个江河的活水在涌流。
You lay hands on the sick, and the sick will recover.
你按手在病人身上，病人得医治。
This water is amazing.
这个河水呢，江河的活水很奇妙。
It can be turned to wine.
它可以变成酒，河水变成酒。
As you allow the Word of God to move inside your life and begin to work within you.
当你让神的话语在你里面动工的时候
，the water became wine.
这个水可以变成酒。
Stay under authority.
所以你要活在权柄之下。
Stay under the protection of God.
你要活在神的保护之下。
Because the Holy Spirit is given to you this morning.
因为圣灵今天早上要赐给你。
That you will know.
你会知道。
God the Father, who is we shall worship in spirit and in truth.
天父，我们要用心灵诚实来敬拜他。
Say, not on this mountain, not on the other mountain.
他说不是在这山上，也不是在那个山上。
But the mountain of God.
乃是在神的山上。
At Mount Zion.
在锡安山。
Our hearts will be fixed to the pathway of holiness.
我们的心要朝向圣洁之路。
And our hearts will be connected to the place of Zion.
我们的心也会跟西安的道路来联系。
This morning, I want to pray right now.
今天早上我要祷告。
That you break away.
你会破除。
From your own water pot.
你自己打水的器具。
And let His river change the water pot into a well.
让这个河流这时候改变你江河的活水。
As God gives to you water.
当神给你活水的时候。
He will turn it to wine.
他会把它变成酒。
Wine is part of the Holy Communion that He serves us.
酒呢，就是呢其中一个圣餐的一部分，他给我们的。
Marriage is a covenant party.
就好像婚姻就是一个盟约。
So the one who makes covenant is here this morning.
所以今天呢，制造盟约的神在这里。
He turned every water that's in the pot.
他把一切在器具里面的水呢。
Six stone water pots.
就是这个器具里面的水。
Six is a picture of man.
六个器具就是讲到人。
The fullness of man could not change anything inside.
就算人的发挥的潜能也不能改变里面的东西。
Take this water and bring it to the captain of the peace.
但是耶稣说呢，把这个水呢拿去的管宴席的人。
He was amazed.
他很惊讶。
Because the best wine is being served last.
因为这时候呢，最好的酒最后才拿出来。
I'm telling you, the last outpouring is greater than the former outpouring.
我告诉你，最后的倾倒比之前的倾倒更加的大。
The latter glory will be greater than the former glory.
过后的荣耀呢，比之前的荣耀更加的大。
The glory of the house.
就是人家中的荣耀。
Is different from the house we're building today.
是跟我们所建造的家不一样的。
That's why you must remember.
所以你要记得。
We must go back to the original church.
我们必须回到神起初的教会。
That will last until the future.
就能够知道永远的
the original church,
起初的教会
they will last to the future,
能够去到永远的存到永远
we must remember the original church is what we're looking for.
我们必须记得我们这起初的教会就是我们要建造的
There's a pattern in chapter 4,
在第四节里面第四章里面呢有一个很样式
and how he changed the woman's life.
他耶稣怎样改变他的生命
A new relationship with the Father began to open up.
就是跟天父新的关系开始了。
Because she said, "Sir, I perceive you're a prophet."
因为他说，妇女说了，我知道你是一个先知。
When something changes in your life, the prophetic is the first thing that turns.
当一些东西在你生命改变的时候，马上打开了第一个就是先知性的恩
典。The first work is always prophecy.
你所发出的第一句话语呢，就是预言。
They cried out to God.
他们向神来呼求。
After 7 years of Midianite attacks.
那米甸人攻击他们7年之后呢？
The Lord sent them a prophet.
然后神就差遣个先知给他们。
That's why for every crisis there's a word that will heal.
所以每一个危机呢，就有神的话语可以医治你们。
In every endeavor there's a word that will guard us and guide us.
在每一个危机当中呢，就有神的话语能够保守我们呢，来带领我们。
I pray that this morning you will say like Jesus.
我祷告今天早上，你好像耶稣这样的说。
The hour has come and now is.
他说时候将到，现在就是了。
Those who are prophetically strong will understand the word has come.
那些先知性恩典的人知道了，现在时候已经到了。
We've got to align our lives according to what God is saying and doing.
我们必须调整我们的生命，接受神所说的还有做的。
So that we can follow the pattern.
使得我们可以跟随神的样式。
That's what you read in Acts chapter 1 verse 1.
所以在使徒行传第一章第一节我们所读到的。
All that Jesus began to do and teach.
一切耶稣所做所教导的。
I've written it to you.
他说我已经写了给你。
What he taught us before he left.
他之前呢教导我们，当然还没有升天的时候。
I'm writing this letter to you, Theophilus.
我把这个信写给你。
This is a profile of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是讲主耶稣基督的一生。
And I'm telling you this morning.
在今天早上告诉你们。
There are many people whose relationship with God will be opened supernaturally.
很多人呢，他们跟神的关系呢，忽然间被打开了。
God is going to visit people in dreams, in vision and trance and supernatural visitation.
神要借着异象、异梦来拜访人。
You become part of our life.
它会成为我们生命的一部分。
Because this river is flowing.
因为这个江河的活水在涌流。
I said this river is flowing.
这个河水在涌流。
And we're going to let it flow in such a way that everything that's in holding us inside will be broken.
我们要让这个河水涌流，让一切困扰我们的、捆绑我们的，将要被破除。
Your past will be broken.
你的过去将要被破除。
The Holy Spirit will come upon you with fire.
圣灵要借着他的圣火临到你。
The water must become in you a river of living water.
他说呢，这个水在里面要成为泉源涌流出来。
Why does this woman want that water?
为什么这妇女要这个水呢？
She had her own reason.
他有他自己的原因。
I don't want to come back here again.
他说：“我不要再回来这边打水了。
”I don't want to walk this way again.
我不要来这边打水了。
I want the water you are talking about.
我要你所讲的水。
This morning is divine exchange.
今天早上就是个神圣的交换。
I said this morning is a morning of divine exchange.
今天早上来是个神圣的交换。
Give him your heart.
你把你的心献给神。
Drink that water from him.
神会赐给你这个活水。
It will become something inside your life.
这里面成为一些东西。
That will give you power to change cities and change lives of people.
会给你能力改变城市，来改变你周遭的人。
Say, go get your husband.
他说你叫你丈夫来。
She said, I don't have any husband.
他说我没有丈夫。
She had six men in her life already.
他生命里已经有六个男人了。
But Jesus is number seven.
但是耶稣是第七个。
He is a perfect man.
乃是个完全的人。耶稣。
He is a complete man.
乃是个完全的人。
He'll give you one more chance.
他给你再一次的机会。
Turn your life around.
来改变你的生命。
Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool, the man said.
那个人摊子对耶稣说呢，我没有人把我放在这个池中。
When the angel come and stir the waters.
当天使来搅动这池水的时候。
I want to get in.
我要进入这个池塘。
Nobody is there to help me.
但是没有人帮助我。
I welcome you this morning to meet the Lord Jesus Christ.
今天早上欢迎你来到来遇见主耶稣基督。
He is coming for your life.
他会来到你的生命。
You have no one, but He is the one that is coming.
你没有人帮助你，但是耶稣要来帮助你。
I believe ANS and the Isaac churches are going to supernaturally meet this man.
我相信万国圣殿要超自然的来遇见这位人，这位耶稣。
You say you know Jesus.
你认识耶稣吗
？It's not enough.
还不足够。
To just know Him.
你只是认识他罢了。
But to become like him,
但是要像他这样
to become an instrument of honor in the hands of God the Father,
成为神手中的尊荣的器皿
This is what we need.
这就是我们所需要的
It's a new way of living.
乃是呢新的生命方式
Drop the water pot.
把那打水的器具放在一边
Leave the water pot alone.
把那打水的器具放在一边
But take that water from that water pot and bring it to the host.
但是呢把这个水呢带给这些主人
And they were so surprised that Jesus served the best wine.
他们很奇妙，很惊讶，耶稣把最好的酒献给他们。
And waited for a last day generation.
他们正在等待最后的一时代的人。
In which I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
他说：“我要把我的圣灵倾倒在一切属灵的身上。”
prophesy.
你的儿女们要发预言。
They have visions and dreams.
他们有异梦，看到异象。
Your life will be active.
你的生命将再也不一样。
In the night hour, you will be dreaming. In the daytime, you'll be seeing visions.
在白天你看见异象，在晚上则你梦到异梦。
What an exciting life is going to be.
乃是怎样很兴奋的日子。
I say, what an interesting life is going to be.
乃是很有极有兴趣、很兴奋的日子。
Because the Holy Spirit will work within your life.
因为圣灵要在你生命里面动工。
Everything that is to do with the chain of command, you will know how to lock in.
一切关于你的命令锁链的，你都懂得怎样去顺服它。
And God will begin to protect you in a special way.
所以要很超自然的保护你的生命。
Everything that God wants to do, He has a purpose.
一切神要做的，神都有他的旨意。
He wants to fill you with the living water.
他要用他江河的活水来充满你。
The water I give to you,
他说我所赐给你的水
shall become in you.
在里面将要成为。
So God is wanting you to hold you accountable to everything He sent into your life.
所以一切神差遣给你的，神要你来负责任。
Every impartation that is coming into your life, you must acknowledge the source.
一切神给你的来传递，你必须知道它资源从何而来。
Because it's according to the order of Melchizedek.
原来是接着麦基洗特的等次。
You must not connect with the wrong connections.
你不可以跟不对的来联系。
With the king of Sodom.
或者是跟所多玛的王来联系。
Or whatever negative things that will come along our way.
或者是负面的东西来联系。
You must connect to Melchizedek.
你必须跟麦基洗特等次联系。
Melchizedek, the high priest of God.
麦基洗特乃是神最高的祭司
Most High,
神最高的祭司
began to minister to Abram,
开始呢向亚伯兰来
gave him bread and wine,
给他饼还有酒
to start something in your life,
在开始一些东西在你的生命
the cross must cut deep enough so that the bleeding of your own sacrifice pleases God,
这个十字架要深深的切入你的生命使你所献上的祭呢能够讨神的喜悦
I believe very strongly,
我很深刻的相信
God wants you toSee that he wants to establish something in your life and from your life it will flow out into the streets.
神要建立一些东西在你的生命从你的生命呢会涌流到街上。
You will affect the whole city.
你会影响整个城市。
A new relationship with God the Father to worship him in spirit and truth will break out in your life.
就是跟神呢有这个新的关系来用心灵诚实来敬拜他。
The passageway is going to be open.
这个道路神要为你打开。
A new way of life.
就是新生命的样式。
In fact, the water becomes the centrality of your life.
这个活水成为你生命的中心点。
Because that's the only water that can change you and change the world at the same time.
唯一的活水可以改变你，还有可以改变世界的。
The years ahead of us are powerful years.
在我们的今年乃是最大有能力的一年。
2020
年
to 2040,
到2040年
that is double decade,
乃是双十年二十年
of open heavens,
二十年敞开的天堂
when the heavens are open,
当天堂被打开之后呢
nobody can stop what God wants to do,
没有人可以拦阻神要做的
He said, "I will open the windows of heaven."
他说要打开天窗。
That's Malachi.
就是在马拉基书。
But God will open the heavens.
但是现在神要打开整个天堂。
That's in Jesus.
就是在借着耶稣。
He went into the waters of baptism and came out and he began to pray and the heavens opened.
他受了约翰的施洗之后，从水中出来的时候，天堂就被打开了。
We already have seen some physics. Some of you have seen in the vision physically that the heavens are open.
很多人看到这个异象，天堂在我们上头被打开。
That's when we're going to take advantage of God's presence.
所以呢，在因为有神的同在，我们有这个优势。
He said the heavens are open.
他说天堂已经被打开了。
His eyes is set upon us.
他的眼目要观看着我们。
In a way that we have never seen before.
我们从来没有经历过的。
He's looking at ANS to take up the challenge.
正在神在观看着万国圣殿拿起这个挑战。
To become the engine room and the powerhouse for the rest of the world.
成为的引擎室，还有整个世界的能力的源头。
I said for the rest of the world.
还有整个世界的引擎室的大人。
One life change can cause many lives to be transformed.
一个人生命的改变可以改变很多人，影响很多人。
This morning, come under the chain of command.
今天早上来到命令的手链之下。
Respond to God the Father.
来回应了天父。
She said.
他说
Jesus said, "Rather."
耶稣说
"An hour is coming, and now is."
时候将到，现在就是了。
I pray that you be sensitive to what the Holy Spirit is saying and doing in this hour.
我祷告你对圣灵所说的、所做的，这个时候很敏感。
2021 is a year of happenings.
2021年是奇迹连连的一年。
God will act from heaven.
神会在天堂会动工。
He will act because of His name.
他要行动，因为他的圣名。
I said he will act because of his name.
他要行动来是因为他的圣名。
He will act because it's his nature to act.
因为他要行动来是他要，这乃是他的性情。
I said it's his nature to act.
这乃是他的性情来行动。
Most people see and just walk away.
大部分人看了就走掉了。
He sees something and he finds an answer.
但是神看到一些东西，神要找到答案。
He said I saw Israel with like sheep without shepherd.
他说我看见以色列好像羊群没有牧羊人这样。
Pray therefore the Lord will raise up.Harvesters.
你要祷告神要兴起呢，这个庄稼收割者。
And laborers in the harvest field.
或者是禾场的工人。
He saw the people and he felt compassion.
他看见人情感到怜悯。
There are a lot of people who see needs but they don't act.
很多人看到需要，但是却没有行动。
They see there's so many people life they can change, they don't act.
他们看到很多人生命呢不好，但是却没有行动。
You got to deprioritize those things.
但是你必须有这个优先。
Come back to the original pattern.
回到神起初的样式。
Because the more we obey,
我们顺服更多。
I said the more we obey,
我们顺服更多。
The more we like the master who lived under the order of Melchizedek.
我们就好像呢，更像我们的主人活在了麦基洗特等次之下。
The son learned obedience.
所以这个神的爱子学习到顺服。
That's why there is a miracle for your obedience this hour.
因为你顺服，所以有神迹要发生。
Something powerful can happen.
大有能力的事情将要发生。
This river is already in us.
这个江河的活水在我们里面了。
It must become something inside, become a well.
它必须成为一个泉源，一个井水。
So you receive water.
所以你领受了这个活水。
Something it become makes you something on the inside.
现在要在里面动工，使它成为泉源
，and cause it to flow out.
使它能够涌流出来。
So Jesus gives you the water.
所以现在耶稣给你这个活水。
It comes and restructures your life.
现在开始，这活水要改变你的生命。
Many churches don't move forward.
很多教会没有向前进。
Many leaders don't move forward.
很多领袖也没有向前进。
Malaysian churches have been running on the spot for a long time.
马来西亚教会在停步不前很久了。
Because running on the spot will not give you any.Medal.
因为你在一个同样的地方、同样的地步在跑步的话，不会给你这奖牌。
But you're running this race.
但是你要跑这个赛程。
So we got to find that grace from heaven.
所以我们必须从天堂找到这个恩典。
So that we can run well.
让我们可以好好的奔跑。
Without being lost.
还没有失去这个方向。
God will change the nature of what is on the inside.
所以改变我们里面的性情。
Jesus gave water.
耶稣给我们这个活水。
The water has.Find his own way into the life of the person and begin to restructure him.
活水要临到一个人的生命呢，开始改变他，重整他。
So that the river can, the water in the well can flow out.
所以现在呢，这个泉源的活水可以涌流出来。
If you don't break forth inside of you,
如果你生命里面没有突破的话呢，
then there will be no water on the outside.
这样的话，外面就没有活水能够涌流出来。
You must let that water become in you a well.
所以因为必须使到这个。活水呢，在你里面成为一个泉源。
We're dependent on that water.
我们乃是要靠这个活水。
For all our lives.
我们的一生。
If there's no river, we need a well.
如果没有活水啊，河流的话，我们需要一个井水。
But the well will do exactly what the river water will do.
但是这个井水呢，会做河水所做一样的东西。
The river is multiplied 10 times, but the well could be just one.
可能这个井水只有一个，但是那个江河呢，可能有整十倍的。
So when you receive the water God is giving to you,
所以当你领受神要给你的这活水的时候
，it will become a well.
这里面要成为一个井。
You got to guard that water.
所以你必须保护这个活水。
You got to keep that water clean so that whatever dirt does not go into the water and contaminate it.
你必须保守那里面的活水，直到它不受污染。
I don't know how many of you have drawn water from a well before.
我不懂几多人有喝过井井的水。
No, I'm not talking about the wishing well where you throw 50 cent coin and hope your dreams will come through.
不是讲到那些愿望水，你把五毛钱丢下去，然后给知道你的愿望成真哦，那种井。
You know, in the kingdom of God, God always gives to you according to what you do.
在神的国度里面来说，神乃是赐给你，借着你所做的。
If you sow, you reap.
当你撒种的时候，你将收割。
If you don't sow, others will reap what they have sown.
别人会收割他别人他所撒撒的。
A wishing well is different from the wellspring of water.
愿望的井呢，跟那个江河的活水的井是不一样的。
If you really want to know, you got to put the full price for the dream that you want to dream for.
如果你真的要知道的话，你要付上代价来引这个河。
You pay the right amount.
你要付上这个代价。
You don't pay 10 cents and get the 20,000 dream.
你不是呢啊，只是花十毛钱呢来得到二十千的那种梦想。
What you put behind your dream, what you're willing to sacrifice for your dream, is really the true cost of its fulfillment.
你愿意为你的梦想呢献上怎样的代价吗
？But if yours is only worth 10 cents, it will not come to pass.
但是如果你梦想只值十分的话呢，它不会成真的。
Many people have big dreams.
很多人有很大的梦想。
But they have small pockets.
但是他们的口袋很小。
That's why God cannot do very much in people with that kind of sacrifice level.
所以呢，因为他们的那线上的牺牲很小，神不能够做什么。
It will become you in your well.
他说在你里面你要成为泉源。
And then that well has what power to spring up. You don't have to draw. It will flow by the Holy Ghost.
这个泉源呢，你不需要再打水了，它要能够涌流出来，借着圣灵的大能。
But this woman began to say, "We don't have anything to get the water."
但是这妇女说，我们没有打水的器具。
She said, "Sir."
他说，先生。
What do you have to dig this water?
你有什么东西呢，可以使得得到这个活水呢？
What do you have to take this water out?
你怎样能够把这活水呢拿出来呢
？You must know how to take this water out.
你必须懂得怎样把这活水拿出来。
We are learning how to receive the water.
我们只是懂得怎样学习，懂得怎样接受这个活水。
But there comes a time of maturity in your life. You know how to take that water out. The water can spring out from your well.
但是你的生命来到一个成熟的地步，你要懂得怎样把这活水呢涌流出来。
And when it springs out from your well.
当它从你的井里面涌流出来的时候
full potential you will see.
你会看见呢的完全的这种潜能的发挥
first you drink the water.
首先你喝这个活水
then you see the water make something out of you and form a well inside so that the water can spring up.
然后你看见这个活水在里面改变你的生命了，形成一些东西，现在使到这个活水可以涌流出来
so you receive the water.
首先你领受这个活水
and let the water complete its work in your life.
让这个活水在你里面动工，完成它的事工。
Let the word complete its work in your life.
让神的话语呢在你里面呢完成它的事工。
Let the spirit of God complete and make a well inside you.
使到呢它在你里面呢能够创造制造这个泉源井。
Instead of drawing the water out.
那你没有怎样把这井水拿出来呢
I said, instead of drawing the water out.
怎样把这井水取出来呢
The Bible says that it will spring up by itself.
圣经讲到了，不是把它取出来，它会自动的涌流出来。
I said the water will spring up by itself.
我说这个井水呢，泉源会自动的涌流出来。
You don't have to struggle.
你不需要挣扎。
It will flow out.
它会自己涌流出来。
And when it flow out,
当它涌流出来的时候
，you start to see the full potential.
你看到整个潜能的发挥。
It becomes first mighty streams.
它好像呢啊一个大人的种子。
Then it becomes a river.
一个小小的江河，然后变成一个大的江河。
And the capacity,
然后你看到它的
is like the river that flows from above.
乃是好像从上头流下来的河流。
There is no stopping God's river this morning.
这今天早上没有东西可以拦阻神的河流。
I said nothing can combat that water.
没有东西呢能够拦阻神的江河涌流。
You can receive that water.
现在你可以领受这个活水。
And it will become in you a well.
然后它在你里面成为一个井水。
Well, you have to dig.
你必须挖这口井。
Well, you have to take out. You have to scoop out.
这口井的水呢，你必须懂得怎样取出来。
But this one will flow out.
但是神所赐给你的井水呢，它会自动的涌流出来。
In fact, what is within you will spring up.
在你里面的东西呢，它会自己涌流出来。
I prophesy to you in the name of Jesus.
我奉耶稣基督的圣名向你发言。
Everyone who receives this water will let have the well built into them.
每个领受这个水的，在它里面呢，神要创造这头井。
And out of that well will flow rivers of living water.
然后在时间到的时候，它就涌流出来，自由到永生。
Your potential will increase.
所以因为你的潜能就要增加。
The flow will be greater.
这个涌流呢，就要更加加强。
It will get stronger and stronger until it become river, not just one river, rivers of living water.
不单单呢，啊，它就会变得更加的刚强，不单成为一个小小江河，然后会成为一个很大的江河。
I want to challenge you this morning.
今天早上要挑战你们。
Because when rivers begin to flow,
因为当江河开始涌流的时候
civilization will begin to rise.
文明将要开始了。
Most of the civilizations start around rivers.
大部分的文明呢，都是从河边开始的。
Rivers define the boundaries of nations.
河边呢，也是呢国家的边界的界限。
God will give you a new territory.
神会给你新的境界。
I say when the river flows, He will give you a new territory to get involved in.
当这江河活水开始涌流的时候，神会给你的新的地界。
Are you hearing what the Holy Spirit is saying?
你没有聆听圣灵所说的呢？
The rivers are where we hold civilizations.
这个江河的活水将要带来整个文明的发展。
Like Moa River, everything grows around the river when the beginning of time.
它好像麻坡河在开始起初的时候呢，一切的村落文明都从这个河的旁边开始。
And the Mekong River divides into China from Thailand.
然后湄公河呢，也把这个啊这个国家的境界分开了。
The Mekong River is like a boundary.
湄公河就好像一个边界线。
And when God will give you back your boundaries and borders.
现在这时候神要赐给你你的界限。
Because I see that the President of America wants to open up the borders.
因为我看见美国新总统呢，要把边界的围墙打开。
It will be controlled by men.
会被人所控制的。
But the river that comes from above.Will define its own pathway.
它从上头来的这个江河的活水呢，他们会找寻找他自己的道路。
Because if you remove the police from the borders, you find there all kinds of infiltration.
如果你把边界警察移掉的话呢，将会有很多人来非法移民。
People who live in that country are surrounded by that boundary.
所以人家活在那个国家的人民呢，乃是被因为他的边界所围绕。
People coming in from outside can take over the territory of others.
外国人可以侵入了，来侵入他本地这个国家。
That's why this morning I want to challenge you.
所以今天早上挑战你们。
We do not want the devil to hold us back.
我们不要魔鬼来攻击我们，拦阻我们。
The river is for transportation.
这个河流乃是要来运输的。
The river is to irrigate the land.
要河流要来浇灌这个土地。
But every river started somewhere.
但是一切的河流从一些地方开始。
When it started small.
当开始的时候，起初可能很小。
I don't mind being part of something small that will one day become big.
我成为了一小小部分不要紧，有一天的小的部分要成为大的。
But we don't want to have a celebration over one that is small.
但是我们不要庆贺一个小小的发展而已。
We don't want to be part of something big that will end up becoming small.
我们不要一个呢，成为一个很大的一部分，最后变成小的。
But everything God starts is small.
但是一切神所开始的起初是很小的。
I said everything that God starts is small.
一切神所开始的时候，起初是很小的。
But the amazing thing about what God does is that He never stops.
但是神所做的，他从来没有停止。
Whether the communists take over,
不论呢共产党来统治
，Whether terrorists take over,
或者是恐怖分子来统治
，What God started in America will continue.
但是神在美国所开始的，他会继续做下去。
What God started in Malaysia will continue.
神在马来西亚所开始的，会继续做下去。
That's why the river must flow out.
所以为什么这个河水涌流出来
？When the river is inside, it satisfies your need. But when the river flows out and grows into full potential, it will draw boundaries. It will tell the devil what can be done, what cannot be done.
但这个河水在里面的时候，它满足你自己的需要。但这个河水涌流出来的时候呢，它会影响到很多人，祝福到很多人。
Don't be careless. Just drink a little. Drink as much as you need.
所以不要喝一点点，不要喝很多。
Because the water he gave to her was more than the water pot can give to her.
因为耶稣所赐给这妇人的水呢，来超过这个打水的器皿能够赐给他的。
People say why my nation is not changing because the river is not flowing.
人们说为什么国家没有改变？因为这个河水没有涌流。
Why are you not changed because the river is not flowing?
为什么你的生命没有改变？因为这个江河没有涌流。
I want every member within ANS.
我要每个万国圣殿的会友。
In the Isaac churches around the world.
还有以撒网络教会的会友。
And those who have ears to hear.
那些有耳朵听的。
God is going to do this thing.
神要做这样的事情。
He's going to give you fresh water.
他要给你的新鲜的水。
And as you start to obey,
当你开始顺服的时候
follow the instructions of heaven,
跟随天堂的指示
and your leaders who are connected to God,
或者是跟你的这个领袖们，他们跟神联系的领袖
it will become in your well, springing up to eternal life.
在这个活水在你里面要成为一口井，然后涌流出来成为永生。
You don't have to draw, it will spring up.
你不需要这个取水提这个水，它会自己动的
涌流出来。That's why we talk about the prophetic flow.
所以我们讲到了先知性的流露。
Unlock the prophetic flow.
打开先知性的流露。
I said unlock the prophetic flow.
我说打开先知性的流露。
Because when the prophetic river flows, then God will begin to act.
因为当先知性的江河开始涌流的时候，神要开始行动。
Surely the Lord does nothing until He reveals His secret plans to the prophets.
除非神呢不向神要向他先知显现之后，才能够做行动。
They call His friends.
这些先知来成为 神的朋友。
They are friends of God.
他们来是神的朋友。
Friends of the bridegroom.
就是新郎的朋友。
And that voice will be heard in the temple.
然后他的声音要被圣殿里面被听见。
God will start something.
是要开始一些东西。
Powerful in your life, but you start stirring your spirit, giving you convictions, giving you vision, dreams, revelation, and the fountains of life will begin to flow inside.
但是首先呢，神要给你搅动你，给你这些激励，给你这些启示，使到你里面的活水呢，能够不断的被搅动
涌流出来。And when that river begin to flow,
当这活水开始涌流出来的时候，
civilizations have been setting up.
然后文明就开始发生了。
New things are going to happen.
然后新的事情就开始发生了。
Boundaries are going to be clear. The borders will be secure.
这个边界呢，将受到保护、保障。
I said the land will be irrigated.
然后这土地要被浇灌。
You can only see the potential as you get out of your body.
当你呢从你里面呢啊出走出这你的框框的时候，你才看到你的潜能是怎样的。
Jesus said, "I felt virtue in my body flow out."
耶稣说呢，我感受到我身体里面有能力流露出去。
You must get ready for the flow out session.
你必须准备好这个流露出去。
I said you must get ready for the flowing out session.
这个流露出去的方面你要准备好。
In the book of Genesis, chapter 7, verse 11.
在创世纪的第七章第十一节
讲到。It tells us the fountains of the deep burst open.
就是讲到地的深渊被打开了。
And the floodgates of the sky burst open.
然后呢，天堂的这个水闸也被打开了。
We cannot believe God for a revival until that water stirs up your heart. There is no doubt in your mind that the Holy Spirit is coming down.
除非神呢搅动你的心呢，你的心水呢涌流出来的时候，你将不会怀疑，圣灵就要大大的降临，父神就要领导。
How do you know what God is going to do in your life?
你怎么知道神要做什么东西在你的生命？
The Holy Spirit will speak a word.
首先，圣灵要说出他的话语。
And He will activate that word.
然后你要启动这个话语。
The word will change your attitude.
那个话语要改变你的心态。
One day you will find that the word becomes a material in your hands.
有一天你会看见呢，知道呢，这个话语成为材料。
So that you can do what God wants you to do.
你可以建造神要你做的。
It will become in your well, springing up to eternal life.
在你里面要成为一个泉源，自涌到永生。
Therefore, the potentials that of the river cannot be understood unless you let it go.
所以呢，啊，这个江河的潜能，活水在你里面潜能是这样的大的。
Lay hands on the sea.
你能够按手在别人身上
preach, pray, prophesy, and the revival begins to break out.
要传讲祷告，直到呢福星开始来到。
You know when the river begins to flow across all the different zones and different regions of the nation.
当这河水开始涌流去世界不同国家地方的时候呢
，the land become more accessible to more people.
这个土地呢将被更多人能够进入。
Because the river opens up the entire region.
因为这个河流打开呢整个地区。
The jungles of Amazon.
就是好像比如讲亚马逊的森林
They are so thick you cannot pass through
他们是这样的厚 不能够经过
You can only pass through by the river
只能够借到亚马逊河进入
But the river can bring you miles into the jungle
但是这个河流会带领人的进入
There is no place that you will stop as long as the river is going
当河流去到那里没有东西能够拦阻它
As long as the river is flowing you can go all the way as far as the river is leading you
当这个河流还在涌流的时候你可以去到河流带领你去的地方
We change the lands
We can改变这个土，我们的土地。
We irrigate the land.
能够浇灌这个土地。
We provide transportation.
来带来运输。
And new land is accessible.
然后新的土地呢被发现。
Food is transported along the river.
然后这个食物呢啊被运输出去。
There are many opportunities for economic enrichment in the river.
在河的旁边呢将会带来很多经济的活动。
And every river starts from the top.
一切的河流是从
I said every river starts from the top.
一切的河流从上游开始。
But you also find straight rivers are more powerful. More powerful rivers are straight.
有些呢啊比较直的河流呢，它的涌流会比较快。
The sluggish rivers are bending all the time.
然后有些比较慢的河流，它是弯弯曲曲的。
You'll be living in righteousness, not in crooked ways.
如果你活在公义之下，不是在弯曲的之下。
And the amazing thing is, these fast rivers.
奇妙就是呢，这个江涌流的河水快速的
clean up by itself.
快速的河流涌流的话，它会自己。
The river has a way to cleanse itself.
这个河流懂得讲洁净它自己。
When the rain comes,
当雨水降临。
When the flood waters come, they redesign the river.
当洪水降临的时候，它从这河水将河水重新设道。
And we can find deep rivers and shallow rivers.
我们可以发现呢，有深的 河还有浅的河。
And one of the most amazing things that I discovered is that rivers don't flow backwards.
其中一件我发现到就是河水呢从来没有逆流而上的。
They want to go into the sea.
他们来是顺流进入海中。
At one time I began to teach that they go into the sea. SEA is Southeast Asia.
就是进入了这个海中，这河水全部涌流进海中。
Let the river flow this morning.
今天早上让河流涌流。
I said let the river flow this morning.
今天早上将河的活水涌流。
Because the river of God is flowing in the heavens.
因为神的河流从天堂降临。
But you don't see it in the earth.
但是你在地上没有看见。
Let the river flow from heaven as is in heaven.
让神的河流从天堂降临。
Into the earth.
进入地上。
And we are the throne of God.
我们乃是神的宝座在地上。
Because no river flows except from the throne.
因为没有河水能够涌流出了，除非从宝座涌流下来。
The rivers of Babylon are contaminated.
因为巴比伦的河流呢已经受到污染了。
But the river of God is pure.
但是神的河流乃是纯净的。
It will bring healing.
它会带来医治。
Bring restoration.
带来恢复。
The water I shall give into you shall become in you a well.
他说我所赐给你的水要在你里头成为泉源。
And when it becomes a well, it will begin to spring up.
当它成为前面的时候，它会涌流出来。
There's the next dimension.
这是另外一个层面。
You're attracted to your miracle.
你乃是被你的神迹所吸引。
I said you're attracted to your miracle.
你被你的神迹所吸引。
The miracle is about to happen.
所以神迹将要开始发生。
Because of your obedience.
因为你的顺服。
The miracle is about to happen.
神迹将要发生。
Because you come into a place of authority.
因为你来到一个权柄之下。
You know how to use Jesus' name.
你懂得怎样用耶稣的圣名。
You know how to use the language of the Holy Spirit to connect you with heaven.
你懂得怎样用圣灵的语言呢跟天堂联系。
You know how to guard your health.
你懂得怎样保守你的健康。
Guard your wealth.
保守你的财富。
You either have health or hell.
有健康或者是有
But we choose health.
但是我们选择健康。
I said, God is our healer.
神是我们医治者。
The river will flow and cleanse itself and get itself ready. And then it will flow out like rivers and change the cities around about.
这个河水会自己洁净它自己，然后这个河水涌流出来改变整个城市区。
This is the beginning.
这乃是开始而已。
I said, this is the beginning.
这只是开始而已。
In John chapter 4,
在约翰福音的第四章
we know that the woman left the water pot.
我们知道呢，这妇女把她拿水的器具放在一边
and went into the city to change the city.
然后去到这个城市改变整个城市
in chapter 5,
在第五节
you find that God is stirring up the water in the temple.
你看到神呢，在圣殿中搅动这个水
but we must come to a higher order.
但是我们来到一个新的更高的
程序 not just let angels hang around and touch the people and stir the waters.
不是让天使来搅动水而已。
You must get out and change the water.
现在你必须出去呢，来搅动这个
水。And rise above everything that holds us back.
来胜过一切拦阻你的。
He said the angel in chapter 5 of John verse 4.
啊，约翰福音第五章第四节。
For the angel of the Lord went down at certain seasons into the pool and stirred up the water. Whoever then first, after the stirring up of the water, stepped into the pool.
然后呢，这里天使呢，将他搅动那个河水。第一个进入这个河水的这个池水的人将得医治。
The moment they enter into the pool,
第一个进入池子的
they were made well.
他叫得医治。
From whatever disease with which he was afflicted.
从各种的那种
The man has been there for 38 years.
那个人在那里躺了38年。
There is miracle in your obedience.
所以当你顺服的时候，将有神迹发生。
There's power in that river.
在那个河水里面就有大人。
If you let the river flow,
如果你让这个河流涌流
you don't have to wait for anything external.
你不需要等待外在的东西。
Every miracle will be internal.
一切的神迹从里头开始。
Every word will go deep inside.
一切的话语要深刻地进入里面。
And stir up the river of life.
然后要搅动了这个江河的活水。
You don't need anyone to help you.
你不需要别人帮助你。
Sir, I have no man to put me into the water.
他说先生啊，没有人要把我放在这池水里面。
When the water is stirred up,
当这池水的水动的时候
you must learn to enter in.
你必须学习怎样进入
Sunday morning are the best mornings to enter in when we worship together in spirit and truth. Sing with all your heart, sing with all your soul.
星期日早上当我们一起的敬拜的时候你要全心全意的
enter into that river.
要进入这个河江河
new things are going to happen.
然后新的事情就会发生
2021
年
we're not at 2020.
我们现在不在不是2020年
that means you're beaten by a snake you go back again to 2020 snake and ladder story.
如果呢，好像在玩蛇棋这样的，再倒回去2020年，我不再这样了。
But God wants you to rise above.
但是现在神要你胜过，让你兴起来。
No snake is going to hold you back. No deception is going to keep you down.
没有东西能够拦住你，继续的停留在之前的地步。
Because throughout the nations of the world, the Holy Spirit is pouring out His presence.
因为在全世界各国，圣灵要倾倒他的同在。
The water is making in them a well.
在你里面的活水要成为井。
And the well springs out.
现在这个井要成为泉
涌出来。And the river begins to flow.
然后就成为变成江河开始涌流。
If you want your life to be exciting, full of happenings of the Holy Ghost, then this is the message for you this morning.
如果你的生命呢要充满了兴奋的话，充满了圣灵的话，这是给你的信息。
Jesus knows that we've been lying in that state for a long time in that condition.
耶稣知道呢，我们已经在那个地步了很久很多年的时间了。
Those of you in ANS and Isaac churches, listen to this very carefully.
那些万国圣地以上网络的，小心的聆听。
We've been in this condition for a long time.
我们活在这个地。境界很久了。
We've been on this mountain for a long time.
我们活在这山上已经很久太久了。
It's time to let the river flow.
现在是使这个河水涌流的时候。
I say let the river flow from heaven.
让河水从天堂开始涌流
出来。Flow into your life.
涌流进你的生命。
Flow into your spirit.
然后涌流进你的灵。
And let God make something inside so that it's a consolidated well of springing up to eternal life.
然后让神塑造一口井在你里面，使得这个井成为泉源。把这江河活水涌流出来。
We've been in this condition for a long time.
我们活在这个地步太久了。
The new normal for this is to listen to what he is saying.
新常态就是要聆听圣灵所说的。
We have received a fresh word from heaven.
我们从天堂领受新的话语。
2021
就是2021年。
Is a year of happenings.
乃是神迹连连的一年。
God will act.
神要开始行动。
There will be no hesitation.
将不会拦阻。
There may no alteration.
将它不会改变。
There will never be a time.Where there will be a storm.
将不会停止。
The time is now.
时间就是现在。
I said this hour.
我说就是这个时刻。
He lives, your son lives because he himself believed, he and his household believed.
那他整全家相信，所以他们全家都活着。
So this centurion asked.
这个百夫长问。
He inquired of them and said.
他问耶稣说。
When did my son get well? My slave get well?
他就问他们的门徒，他们说呢，我的儿子几时？
At the hour that Jesus said,
就那一刻，当耶稣发出命令的时候
，In the same hour that Jesus said,
在那一刻，当耶稣发出命令的时候
，God is going to create miracles in our lives.
神要创造神迹在我们的生命。
The moment He said it, things are going to happen.
当那一刻他发出话语，事情将要发生。
I said the moment He opens His mouth at that hour which Jesus said to him, "Your son lives," He Himself believed now. The whole household got saved.
那一刻，当耶稣发出命令的时候呢？那一刻，他的儿子就得医治，整个家都得救了。
In chapter 4 verse of John.Chapter 4, verse 54.
约翰福音的第四章第五十四节。
This is again a second sign which Jesus performed when he had come out of Judah into Galilee.
就是当耶稣来到加利利的时候。
The first concerns water.
第一个讲到关于活水。
The second one concerns with the act of obedience.
第二个讲到了顺服的行动。
The hour Jesus said it happened.
当耶稣说它已经发生了。
The hour you believe it will happen.
当那一刻，他相信就发生了。
But like the river in the life of Jesus,
就好像呢，啊，这个江河的活水这样。
Begin to flow.
当耶稣江河里面的活水开始涌流的时候，
I said begin to flow.
开始涌流的时候。
And societies will be changed.
然后社区就改变。
Stand to our feet this morning.
今天早上让我们一起站立。
Receive the word of the living God.
领受永生神的话语。
Every blockages, every limitation in your life be bound right now.
一切的拦阻，一切的限制，这时候都要捆绑。
I pray that your faith will become limitless.
我祷告你的信心将是没有拦阻的。
No more limits.
将没有限制的。
No more limitation.
不会有限制的。
No more oppression.
不再有压制。
No more oppressiveness.
不再有受到限制。
In our mind and our soul.
在我们的思想和魂里面。
We thank you that you have given us the river.
谢神给我们这个活水。
But now we only see it coming to us.
但是我们看见它来到我们身上。
Making a well within us.
直到里面成为一口井。
And the well will spring out.
然后这个泉源要涌流出来。
And the stream will flow.
然后呢，这个。
Then the river will flow.
江河就开始会流入。
Then rivers of living water will flow.
然后这个江河的活水将要流入。
Get ready to start with the Lord Jesus Christ this morning.
准备好跟主耶稣一起行动。
As you stand to your feet,
当你站起来的时候
say like that woman in your mind.
就好像呢这个顶片的妇人。
I don't want to come back this way again.
这个妇人说，我不要再回来这里
了。I want to go up higher.
我要去到更高。
Sir, give me this water.
先生，请你给我这水。
Press into the presence of God.
现在要进入神的同在。
Push into the presence of God.
要努力进入神的同在。
Receive the living water right now.
领受这个活水。
Drink of that water right now.
要喝这个活水。
In Jesus' name, I impart that water right now.
奉耶稣的圣名把这活水赐给你。
Holy Spirit, I pray release right now every man and every woman in this place.
圣灵啊，你要释放这里的每一个人。
And part of this house,
还有这神的家中,
even across the nations of the world in Isaac churches, we pray that fresh water come from heaven and begin to restore the lives of the people within, and let the wells spring up and rivers begin to flow, cities begin to change, nations begin to be taken.
我祷告了，这新鲜的活水要涌流到人身上了。这时候，这时候，整个社会、整个生命就要被改变，整个国家也要被夺取。
Their city is dead.
然后我们要夺取这城市。
I say their city is dead.
我们要夺取这城市。
Their giants are slain.
我们要击杀这巨人。
Because God is in the midst of us.
因为神在我们当中。
We declare war.
我们宣告战争。
On the devil and all his works.
还有战争对抗魔鬼，还有他的事工。
That this is our territory in Muang.
这是我们在麻坡的境界。
In Johor.
在柔佛州。
In Malaysia.
还有马来西亚的地界。
In Southeast Asia.
还有在东南亚。
And the nations of the world.
还有在世界各国。
I speak to you right now to leave.
我命令你魔鬼要离开。
You have no power to stay in that territory because it's our terrain, our territory. In Jesus' name, we don't have to ask you for a yes or a no. We don't take permission from you, devil. In Jesus' name, we take the permission from heaven and we say, let every door be open, every miracle be set free right now, every life be changed, every family be changed, everyone suffering financially will be free from poverty. In Jesus' name, right now, Lord, let the Spirit of God flow.Let it flow right now. Let it flow right now. Kabau sandara yandara lama bas sakari yandara yanda. Liliya lama bas sakari yandara yandara yanda. In Jesus' name, we set you free right now.
奉耶稣基督圣名，我们释放你们。
That 2021 will be a year of acting, action.
2021年是神行动的一年。
They are strong and displayed action.
这时候是神大大行动的一年。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名。
Let the church in Malaysia rise.
让马来西亚教会兴起来。
Begin to bring about a complete change in our nation.
再带来完全的改变在我们的国家。
Save the people who are poor.
拯救那些贫穷的人。
Let the good news go to them.
让好消息临到他们。
Those who are rich, let them become part and parcel of God's purpose for the life in the nation.
那些富有的人要成为神所使用的器皿。
We thank you right now.
我们感谢你的时候。
We stand together in faith.
我们一起的站立，凭着信心。
When the day of Pentecost has fully come,
当五旬节的日子临到的时候，
they were all together in one place.
他们每一个人都在同一个地方。
Lord, our Pentecost is coming.
神啊，我们的五旬节要来到了。
Lord, our liberation is coming.
我们的自由的日子来到了。
Our freedom is coming.
我们的自由来到了。
Our victory is coming.
我们的胜利也来到了。
Our Jesus is coming.
我们的耶稣也来到了。
Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Let's just praise Him and thank Him right now. Hallelujah.
感谢他， Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Let your spirit flow right now. Let it flow like a river right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Receive your miracle. There's an obedience for your miracle. And the full potential of the river will be seen in your life. I bless all those of you who are hearing this morning.
那些听我信息的，今天早上
祝福你们。The fountains of the deep will burst open, and then the floodgates of the sky will burst open.
地的深渊被打开，天上的水闸也要被打开。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名。
Amen. 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 Amen.